World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, I was just asking the boys before we went live there, how's it possible, pardon myself, how's it possible for your nose to run for about 10 days in a row? Hang on. Excuse me. Nothing worse than that, right? What did I start out by saying? How is it possible that we have gone so far off course in America? And I get up and I get my emails, and I got an email yesterday. And so that you know, I get up at 5:30. So I've been up for an hour and a half. I'm explaining something to you, okay? I've been up for an hour and a half. I've been up for an hour and a half, and I've been researching and I've been studying, and I'm trying to find things that are important, because I want this to be more than just a Christian show. Although the theme of Coach Dave Live is what? Pass the salt. Pass the salt. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. How do I do a Christian show and not mention the culture? See, that's the problem we have. You go to church and they teach you Bible, and they don't teach you anything about what's going on around you. They don't teach you how to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. They don't train you in righteousness. They don't say, listen, we're having trouble right now. Jesus said, I'm using this example. Jesus said that it'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck than to deceive one of these little ones. Somebody could find that right now. You don't have to. Jesus Christ himself said, if you are misleading little children, you'd be better off, dude, getting thrown into the freaking ocean with a millstone around your neck. And then churches go, we don't even talk about what's going on in our schools, how they're training our kids in transgenderism, homosex, and atheism. I hope Jesus wasn't serious when he said that gonna throw a millstone around our neck. It'd be better for you to find that, Spencer, so that Spencer, wake up and find that for me. Matthew 18, I think it is. It'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones. How many would that be, Gino? A one. A one. One. Not a whole classroom. Not a whole city. Not a whole community. No, no. Be better for you. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Now, I hate to tell you this. He's talking to y'all. He's talking to all of us, right? Talking to all of us. We look at what's going on with the Muslim freaks, the people up in Minnesota and all that stuff. Open thievery. Open thievery! And what are people complaining about? The fact that the government's coming in and removing the thieves. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Folks, if they're not a citizen, they're here illegally. That is a crime, first of all. But even worse than that, right where you live and right where I live, there are children going to school around me who are being taught lies with the approval and financial support of me. And I don't know where you live, but I can promise you this, there's probably a school levy on the ballot. Somebody say amen. Say amen. And why do they do that? They got to get the children. They got to get the children. Because if they get the children, oh, wait a minute. The Bible says train up a child in the way he should go. And when he gets old, he won't depart from it. We train children in the way they shouldn't go. I'm not trying to beat up on you. This just oozes out of me. I don't know how we call ourselves Christians and allow this malarkey to go on. We'll show you some stuff today. It's really good stuff. It's always really good stuff. First of all, I better do this to you. Pull up number one. I'm going to move past it here. I'm going to knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Gold is at the verge of $5,000 an ounce. Do you guys ever use this website? This is called Kitco, K-I-T-C-O. And it's just unvarnished truth, Kitco. Where's the market today? Gold is up. Gold today is up $101. It's almost $5,000 for an ounce of gold. Silver is hovering at 94. The reason it hasn't bust out yet is because they're trying to figure out how they're going to let everybody know that silver is really worth about 500. That's what it is. And we're on the verge of the collapse of our financial system. And I would just continue to encourage all of you out there. I don't get anything from it. Go to a pawn shop and get some gold and silver. If you think your money in the bank, I'm not trying to scare anybody. Banks are already failing, folks. They're already failing. Okay, so I'll get away from that, okay? Hey, how about our prayer for Davos this morning? Would you pull that up, Sven? I got some great stuff. Hang in there with us, okay? Prayer for Davos, Spirit of Hermes. Ray did a great job of that. Ray, you want to do that for us again today? Edison's in this.
Yeah, place. I can. Sure.
Hey, folks, spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. There is a new world order. There's a new world order. There is a globalist. There is. Because why? We know that from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence and violent men taken by force. And the devil has a system and he is trying to destroy the godly system. I'm going to get into some of that here today. Okay. Mm-hmm. So here it is, January 19th through the 23rd. This is the 21st. 23rd, interestingly enough, is the anniversary celebration of the murder of unborn children in America. Roe versus Wade, January 23rd. Mm-hmm. And then an amazing big snowstorm coming in Washington, D.C. this weekend. Wonder who's behind that. The good guy, the good angels or the bad angels? Go ahead, Ray. Read this for us, brother.
All right. I don't see a Spence. Is it? Okay, thank you. Yeah, Father, we strongly believe in prayer. That's one of the gifts that you gave us, Lord God, to combat our enemy. So with that in mind, Lord, we just... thank you, Heavenly Father, the God who sits enthroned over all creation. That would
Amen.
Be Colossians 1:16 says that. It states it. So who created all things, visible and invisible, thrones and dominions, principalities, powers, all which were created through him and for him? He is before all things. And in him all things consist.
Amen. Hang on, Ray. Mm-hmm. Huh? Amen. He created thrones, rulers, dominions, areas where people have authority, right? I'm just reading it here. Dominions, principalities, powers. He created them all. And unfortunately, many of them have been stolen. And we don't understand that they've been stolen. And then we have to engage and fight to win them back. Go ahead, Ray.
Yep, for his good pleasure, and he's a little bit displeasured with this.
Yeah, it should be.
Yep. So, Father God, as your body of Christ, we come against this evil agenda of Davos 2026 and all those agendas going back to 1971 by the World Economic Forum and the One World Order agenda.
Amen.
Yes, we do. We ask that you would break all previous bonds, chains, and cords of agreement in the spirit realms of heaven and earth that come against you and your beloved son, Jesus.
Amen.
As your ecclesias, we seek your face, asking the heavenly righteousness and justice to prevail over all of the earth.
Amen.
We decree that your word over the earth, nullifying all agreements and plans of fallen angels during a time of Davos 2026.
Amen.
We ask, Father God, to bring down heavenly rebukes in the spirit against those who refuse to follow your God, your good and perfect will.
Amen.
We raise up the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in which every knee will bow and tongue confess that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen. Amen. He is.
Yes, he is. So we as a body of believers, we come against the express purpose of this Davos 2026 to inflict harm upon mankind through their technologies and witchcrafts and the economic controls.
Amen, we do.
Yeah. We call upon you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Break the cords of the kingdom of darkness.
Amen.
Influence and its influence over mankind.
Amen.
May you create discord, division, envy, spite amongst those who come against you.
Amen.
As it's written in Psalm 2, against the Lord and against his anointed.
Amen.
We fear not, as Romans 8:31 states, if God is for us, then who can be against us?
Amen.
Lord, we finally ask that we be used as your hands, your feet, your voice, occupying these lands, taking ground for your kingdom.
Amen.
And plowing our own fields placed in front of us.
Hallelujah. Help us.
Yes. Luke 9 states, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service of the kingdom of God.
Woo, amen, baby.
Oh. So we
not
praise you.
Not everybody who says unto me, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom.
Amen. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. We love you, Lord. And we watch as your strong arm and hand from heaven move against these demonic forces.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Mm-mm. Amen. Amen. Hey, Craig, that's a prayer, brother.
Yeah.
That's a prayer. It's not a, now I lay me down to sleep. I'll bless mommy and daddy and bless my cousins and bless Joey. Right? Weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down the strongholds. The word is the weapon. The word is the weapon. Pray the word. Well done, Craig. Well done. Real quickly, speaking about Craig, number three. Craig, I've been kind of missing this. Are you out there, Craig? I mean, you're always out there. Craig, you're the watchman on. I just came across this, man. Craig's having a giveaway. Did you guys know that? Giveaway, scroll down there, scroll down. There it is. Giveaway, Aura's Digital Family Protection Plan. Craig is giving this away. Go down there, scroll. Just put this in the chat because we're not going to go down through it. Go online and register for the giveaway. Craig's having a giveaway. Learn more about Aura's Family Planning Protection, Aura's Family Protection Plan. Click on that, if you will, Spencer. Right there. Here's the plan. Less worry, more trust. Our parents. Free trial 14 days. Craig's having a drawing. So if you're interested in that, by the way, this helps support what the guy's doing. It helps support what he's doing. So put that in the chat for me as well. Okay. Anybody for the good of the group? Because I'm going to dive into something here. I'm going to mix religion and politics. Would that be okay, Dr. Paul? Can I mix religion and politics here? Vinny, can I do that? Jeff Klein, can I mix religion and politics here? Can I do that, Gino? Betty, would it be okay if I mixed religion and politics here? Because I don't want to make any of you nervous. If you'd want me to talk about the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, I'll be glad. I can give you a sermon on that. You want me to do that? I'll be glad to do that. I'm cynical, as you can tell, right? I'm cynical. Anybody for the good of the group, because I'm going to dive into some really, really good stuff here.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Spencer, again, I can't see the hands up. I can't see it. So whatever you have to do, I don't know what's going on, if I need a new computer or what. Yeah, thank you, buddy. Who was that spoke? Was that you, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay, there. Now I can see it. Thanks, Spence.
Something kind of encouraging this morning, sitting there about 6 o'clock, Newsmax. Somebody was speaking, and this will just be encouragement for Craig and this group. I think the prayer is already starting to work. This guy said, you know what? Normally they go into that Davos and it's all about climate change and DEI and this crap. He said, Trump is going in and dropped the hammer on them.
All that stuff's been lies. It's all been lies. It's all been designed by the devil to rape America. Please wake the hell up. Go ahead.
When he said that, I thought Craig's prayer. He just started it yesterday. It's already, that's, so it's encouraging to hear something like that. Hopefully he goes in and just drops a hammer.
The whole climate change is of the devil. The whole freaking thing is of the devil. And it's been done to steal the wealth of Christian America. Wake up. Wake up. Joe Allen.
And Bill Gates was hackled on the streets about his murder drug he was giving out.
It's coming, man. It's coming. He's going to be one of them arrested. He ain't going to be able to hide from it, folks. I'm telling you, he ain't going to be able to hide from it. Sorry. Craig. I'm sorry, Craig, were you in there earlier? I went over your giveaway and all that stuff. I saw you just did pop up in there. Anything you want to say about that, Craig?
No, these are the types of tools you're going to need to fight against. And Peter put something in there. The AI connecting to our children with ChatGPT and talking to them and sexualizing them is way off the charts in the last year. You're going to need extra protection. Go to Parents Toolbox, learn about what your tools are.
Satan's time is short, scripture says. We don't know what that means. Short could be 1,000 years, but it's short comparing eternity, right? Come on. Don't get caught up in the thing being short, meaning it's here. Look, the Bible says the kingdom of God is at hand. Now, wait a minute. What does that mean? The kingdom of God is at hand. That means a couple things. Number one, constantly imminent. Like if I'm in my kitchen and I want some juice and I say to my wife, honey, do we have any juice? She would say, why, it's at hand. It's in the refrigerator. It's available to you right now. But you're going to have to go open the refrigerator and pull it out of there and take the lid off. The kingdom of God is at hand. It's here right now. Righteousness, peace, and joy, and Holy Ghost is here right now. It's imminent. It's ever present. We're not waiting for the kingdom to come. It came. I know some of you think kingdom's heaven. That's a whole different story. It's not. The kingdom is within you. Folks, this is out of the scriptures. The kingdom of God is within you. It's not someplace you're going. It's here. It's the reign and rule of our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It is here right now, and the whole creation is groaning, waiting for you and I to show up and act like it. All authority is given to me, Jesus said. All authority is given. It's just, his brain's amazing, isn't it? It just pops right out of my spirit. All authority is given unto me, both in heaven and earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Go and teach. 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 And what do we have? Come and sit. 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 I'll talk. Come and sit. I'll talk. Come and sit. I'll tell you what to follow, what to do. Come and sit. Right? Teaching them to observe all things. I'm going to send you a tip, Spencer. All things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Wow. Dale, come on in. I haven't even gotten where I want to get to. I got some great stuff. Go ahead, Dale.
Well, Coach, you know, we normally agree on everything, but, you know, this global warming thing, you know, let me read a passage of scripture for you, Coach, and I'm being obnoxiously. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. It says this, that by his word, this present heaven and earth are being reserved for a fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. Hey, Coach.
That's what it says.
The closer the sun gets, the hotter the earth gets, and there ain't no spray in the sky that's going to slow it down.
Mm-hmm. So, Dale, you know why I'm not worried about it? The kingdom of God is within. When I die, I just leave this natural realm. I'm already in the kingdom. I'm already into the kingdom.
Listen to what it says. The fire is reserved for the day of judgment and perdition of who? Not godly men. Not those who were in Christ, but for what? Oh, ungodly men. Listen, if God can keep Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the crucible and not a singe of their hair was burnt. Trust me, he's got this, coach, and he's got us because we are in him. Our lives are hidden in him.
Amen. 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 Okay, so here we go. I'm going to give you about a 20-minute education that the average Christian that you go to church with and live with does not understand. Okay? This is that. You know why that is? Because your pastor doesn't mix religion and politics. He doesn't mix it. So Fox News gives you politics. Your pastor gives you religion, and never the twain shall meet. All right? So, by the way, it's pretty cool. Pull up number four. Pull up number four. Did you guys see this? They're offering illegal immigrants $2,000, I think it is, to leave. You know that? The Trump administration is telling 100,000 of them have already done it. 100,000 immigrants have self-deported because Trump's got a program going, $2,000, get the hell out of here. You guys know what's going on? That's pretty genius, isn't it? You say, well, man, that's a lot of money. Well, scroll down a second, Spencer. Here's what we don't know. Till you get down, see right there. Look at this, folks. Most of the $100,000 payments through the department saw a surge of takers. They started to leave. That means that $100 million has been paid out in bonuses to get immigrants out of here. Look at this. Ms. McLaughlin said the total is still significantly less than the $17,000 it costs to arrest, detain, and fly out the average illegal immigrant. It costs us $17,000 just to get one of them out. This world crazy? This world's crazy, isn't it? It's crazy. Hey, I'm going to give somebody a test. Vinny, I'm going to give you the test. Hey, Vinny, does the United States Constitution apply to all people around the world?
It applies to Americans.
Applies to who?
Americans.
American what?
American, citizen might not be the right word, but maybe we'll use it for now.
Citizens. American citizens. Does a guy come to Russia from here from Russia and all of a sudden get all the benefits of being an American citizen? No. Does he get the right to vote? No. Why do they want American non-Americans to vote? Come on, man. Why do they want them to vote? Because they don't even understand the American way. They get in here and they're going to vote money for themselves. Come on, man. And we're going to find out. This is so cool. And when this whole thing's over and all these deportations are done, the Democratic Party is dead. The Democrat Party lives off of illegal immigrants, friends. Okay, let me move on. I just had to throw that out there. 100,000 illegal immigrants have taken the money and have left already. You aren't hearing any of this stuff, are you? Huh? Aren't hearing any of this. They could have gone into that church and handed out $2,000 up and said, get out of here. I hope there's a verification process, right? Okay, now, I'm going to show you our legal system is shot. Remember, we mix religion and politics here, okay? Christians, you have got to know this. They're certainly not teaching it in your public schools, okay? They're not teaching it in your public schools. Public schools are in the control of the National Education Association, which is atheistic. The Department of Education has been taken over. Donald Trump should eliminate the Department of Education and let every state be in control of education. And if Mississippi, they want to teach the Bible in Mississippi, they can do that. It's state. State run. And if Ohio, they want to post the Ten Commandments on the walls, they can do it. They don't need the approval of Washington, D.C. Wake up. Okay, so here we go. This shows you how stupid we are. Okay, pull up number five. Can you believe, folks, can you believe that we are even debating whether or not a tranny man can play in women's sports? Can you believe that the most intelligent, educated people in the world cannot determine that? That a man is biological by birth? Look, if you ever had a cat or a dog, we have both. You ever have them spayed or neutered? What does that mean, spayed or neutered? Betty's cat's dying. Sorry, Becky. Betty, didn't mean to bring that one up, but your brain went right there, right? Your brain went right there. So if you spay or neuter a cat, is it now a dog? Can it be whatever? Cut off its dinger and it can be whatever. Hey folks, no rational person in the world would ever think that. No rational person would ever think that. Ever. And we have the Supreme Court of the United States arguing over whether or not tranny men can compete in women's sports. Folks, we have lost our friggin' mind. And not only have we lost our friggin' mind, we have lost our judicial system. So they heard it yesterday. They heard this. They heard it. The court heard it. Women want to be, men want to play in women's sports. Spay or neuter them. And you change them, right? Come on. You're smarter than that, right? And you know what they said? Might be 5-4. Looks like the vote could be 5-4. Meaning, 4 of the people sitting on the highest court in the land don't know the difference between a man and a woman. Ponder that. Hey, Ray, you know the difference between a man and a woman? You?
I hope so.
Vinny, you do? Hey, Dr. Paul, you're a medical doctor. Do you know the difference between a man and a woman? How do they determine that, Paul? How do they? Folks, we've lost our freaking mind. Okay, I got to quit pontificating. And I want to show you what's wrong with us, okay? Okay. Number one, we are not a democracy. And you will find over and over and over, particularly on the left, talking about Nancy Pelosi preserving our democracy. That would be great, except we aren't a democracy. Pull up number 10. Just a little history lesson here for those of you who cheated through eighth grade social studies. A democracy. What is one, Spence? Pull that thing up there. You awake there? Sleeping on me? A democracy. Is Spencer alive and well? There he's moving. Democracy, Spencer. It's number, where is it? 10. Number 10. Yeah, Paul, when you don't believe in God, you believe in anything. Oh, there we go. What's a democracy? Little eighth grade history lesson there, okay? The dictionary definition page includes all possible meanings and examples. A democracy is the political orientation of those who favor government by the people or by their elected representatives. In a democracy, the doctrine that numerical majority of an organized group can make decisions binding on the whole group. In other words, 51-49 is the law of the land. That's a direct democracy. Let's all vote. 51-49. Okay? That would be good, except we're not a democracy. We are a republic. Click on that, Spencer. Number 11. We are a republic, friends. And notice how many times you'll hear elected officials talk about our democracy. Why? Because they want you to believe majority rules. That's what they want you to believe. It's not true. See, a republic, the dictionary definition page includes all the possible meaning examples and usage for the word republic. A republic is a form of governments whose head of state is not a monarch. A political system in which the supreme power lies in a body of citizens who can elect people to represent them. We are a representative democracy, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, and a representative. We are not a direct democracy. We cannot vote to kill unborn babies. We can't do it because we are a republic, a Democrat. You guys, does anybody understand the difference? So that's why all those lefties are constantly telling us our democracy. We're not a democracy. We are a republic. And a republic is what? We elect people to represent us. That's why they call it a republic. Represent. 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 Otherwise, if it was a direct vote, California, New York, Detroit, the majority, we wouldn't control anything. So we're a constitutional republic, meaning what? Constitution is the rules we live by. Okay? So we are a constitutional, democratic, you can vote to represent, have people represent you. Anytime you hear somebody calls it democracy, it is your duty to clarify. Speak up right now. Pardon me. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. We can't let that lie continue. We can't let that lie continue. Okay? Now, next one. You ready? But here's what's really happened to us. We are an oligarchy. Number 8. Oligarchy. How many said, Coach, I never heard any of this stuff. You mean you went to school and you go to church? You ain't never heard none of this stuff? So an oligarchy, a political system governed by a few people. That's an oligarchy. An oligarchy. Who are the few? Anybody just want to help me? Who are the few people governing our? Who are a few people governing our republic? Who are they? Us. Supreme Court. Charles Schumer. You get it?
Ones with the money.
Ones with the money. So an oligarchy, help me out again, is what? Don't forget this. It is government by a few people. Okay? Got it? Are we a republic or an oligarchy? What do you think, Gene? Republic or oligarchy?
Right now, we're an oligarchy.
We're an oligarchy.
I can't pronounce it, but yes.
No, we're an oligarchy. We're an oligarchy. Now, hang on. But you know what? We're not really an oligarchy. We're critocracy. So what?
Yeah, what was that?
What do you say, Willis? We're a critocracy. What's a critocracy? Number 9. You there, Spence? What's number 9? A critocracy. Thank you. A critocracy, the dictionary definition of the page, including all the possible meanings, is rule by judges. A critocracy is rule by judges. Go down to that. Scroll down just a little bit, Spencer. Right there. Okay. Critarchy, whatever. Thank you. A critarchy, also called critocracy. you can apologize, Spence. That's okay. Was a system of rule by biblical judges in ancient Israel, started by Moses, according to the book of Exodus, before the establishment of united monarchy under Saul. Because the name is the compound of the Greek word krites, meaning judge, and archo, meaning to rule. Its colloquial use has expanded to cover rule by judges in the modern sense as well. Folks, we have a president of the United States being overruled by federal judges. Do you get it yet? Do you get it yet? And that's why they are winning the war, because they are putting on the courts corrupt judges. Judges bought and paid for. You mean to tell me that when the Democrats put a judge on the court, they ain't controlling him behind the scenes? Come on. Republicans too. I'm not blaming them, right? But what? See, the Republicans threw him for a loop when they put Clarence Thomas on there. Because Clarence Thomas, why, not that it matters, he was a black originalist. Oh, that'd be another good word, Spencer. Type in on this website, originalist. What's an originalist? You guys came here? Huh? What's an originalist? I didn't even know until now. A dictionary definition includes one who has or tends to have original ideas. Who aims to discover how the writers of the document intended it to be interpreted. An originalist says, if in 1776, when they wrote it, here's what they meant. That's an originalist. Clarence Thomas is the ultimate originalist. Not what the law says today. What did they mean it when they wrote it? You guys track with me? How many of you say, I never heard nothing like this? I got a PhD. I ain't never heard nothing like this. And so the President of the United States makes a ruling and some bought and paid for federal Democratic judge somewhere tells the President, nope, sorry, can't do that. Folks, sorry. Okay, I'm going to move one more thing here, okay? The two more things. Go to number six. This is where they've killed us. Number six. Stare Decisis. Huh? Anybody ever heard of this? Aren't you glad you came here today? Stare Decisis is a doctrine that courts adhere to with precedent, making their decisions. Stare Decisis means to stand by things decided. Yeah. So the court already determined that a baby isn't a human being. They already determined that. That is stare decisis. And now all law springs off of that basis. Do you understand? Do you understand what's going on? And so every decision we're seeing going on, they come back and say, well, the courts have ruled. Well, hold your ears. The courts have ruled. Well, who gives a shit what the courts have ruled? It's against the Constitution. I don't care what they ruled. And how many of you want to go to court and have a decision rendered to you based on what the court decided about another case that was similar? I want to go in. I want my case heard on my merits, not some case law that was determined 60 years ago. That's what we're fighting for. When a court faces a legal argument, if a previous court has ruled on the safe or closely related issue, same or closely related issue, then the court will make the decision in alignment with the previous court's decision. So friends, in 1946, I think it was, when the Supreme Court ruled that there was a separation between the church and state, that became the law of the land. You see what's happened? See what's happened? And when some Supreme Court, when somewhere, some Stone versus Graham, 1980, Stone versus Graham, folks, this ain't ancient history. In 1980, the Supreme Court said, can't post those Ten Commandments. You can't post those Ten. Type that up there, Spencer. Stone v. Graham. Stone v. Graham. Oh, no. You got to take them damn stuff. You take those commandments off that wall. Can't have them up there. Supreme Court, when was it? 1980. What does Stone versus Graham say? It was unconstitutional to post the Ten Commandments. Even though they'd been posted for how long? How long had they been posted? Like forever? And they come in, the court says, sorry, you can't post the Ten Commandments. Why? Well, because there's a separation between the church and state. They already determined that, right? Are you tracking with me? So you see how they screwed us up by one corrupt decision after another, after another, after another, after another, to where Coach Dave Dobenmeyer isn't allowed to pray before a friggin' football game. Get it? So the Supreme Court has been in the process of elevating the rights of the individual over the rule of law. That's what's happened. And so now you got Supreme Court justices who don't know what a woman is. And they're sitting on the court. You want to know what a woman is? Men, walk into a room and look around and see if your eyes don't go to the prettiest one. Huh? Yeah. Don Lemon, throw his ass in jail. He's been one of the stars at CNN, and he is a homosexual. Feeding American unbiased news. Whew. I got more. Come on in, Joe Allen. Hey, you ever heard anything like that? You ever heard any, huh? You ever heard that? Now, your pastor ain't going to talk about it because that's mixing religion and politics.
Yeah,
one more, Joseph. Hang on. Pull up number 7. Did I do that one? Did I do that one, number 7? Welcome to Critocracy. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, the old coach knows what he's talking about here, doesn't he? Welcome to Critocracy. Put it in the chat. That's what we got. Folks, it don't matter what law you pass, the courts decide it. Yeah. Courts say, well, that's not constitutional. What isn't constitutional? Well, that's prayer before in public. You can't do prayer in public. Well, the First Amendment says I can. Oh, no. We decided that was wrong. We decided the First Amendment was wrong. And because of stare decisis, previously decided decision back in 1980, you can't pray in your schools. See, that's how they get around the democratic process. That's how they get around it. The courts are the most powerful branch of government in America. Come on in. Who did I say? I forget already. I invited somebody in.
Me, Coach.
Go ahead.
A lot of red flags are coming up with these newly elected Democratic governors of these states, especially Virginia.
Yeah.
We're laying down a gauntlet of laws, bills, and taxes of their own state coming in. Just an example, abortion, allowing abortion, like in Virginia, allowing abortion to happen there.
How can murder ever be legal, Joe? How can murder ever be legal?
Right.
Hang on a second. Hey, Paul Goslin, why in the hell won't the American Medical Association take a position on abortion? Say, yes, that's a life. Yes, that's a limit living being. Yes. Why won't they do that, Paul?
It's a power and principality, Coach. It's one of the biggest ones. It's all about money, and it's about cowards. There's a lot of cowards in medicine.
Hey, Paul, when is a baby a baby? Scientifically, Paul.
When is a baby a baby?
When does a baby become human?
Is it human life? I'd like to go there, Coach. It's upon conception, Coach. As easy as that.
Yeah. And so, Paul, if heaven forbid my wife were to get pregnant, not heaven forbid she get pregnant, but if a pregnant woman was in a car accident and the baby died, Paul, that's a crime, isn't it? Isn't that a crime, folks? Isn't that a crime? Somebody killing an unborn child in the sight of a mother, that's a crime. But if the mother wants to go kill the baby, it's not a crime. What?
Yeah, Coach. Especially on the, they're doing tax, or especially Virginia, doing taxes on your constitutional rights.
They have no right to tax you on your home. If they can tax you on your home, property taxes, and then take your home if you don't pay them, then it's not your house.
Yeah. That's one of them, property tax, your Second Amendment, 11% tax if you want to purchase a pew-pew, you know, 20% on ammo, bunch of stuff.
Yep.
So keep your eye out on these new elected governors, enough said. Mm.
Any law repugnant to the Constitution is null and void.
Null and void.
Well, what Supreme Court decision was? I know I don't have it right in my head. I can't find it. Any law repugnant to the Constitution is no law at all. They can make no law giving you the permission to carry a gun. No law. Why? Second Amendment gives you the right to carry one. Any law, Marbury versus Madison. Any law, pull it up there. any law repugnant to the Constitution. Repugnant. You know what repugnant means? Repugnant means against. Against, pushing back. It's repugnant. Yeah. Any law repugnant to the Constitution is null and void, meaning no law at all. But here's what's happened. The judges are going off stare decisis. The judges are enforcing a law that is against the Constitution, which is no law at all. Aren't you glad you're watching this? Your pastor won't talk about that because he didn't mix religion and politics. And as a result, the people sitting in the pews don't have any idea what the hell's going on. Any law, where is it? Where's the statement, Spencer? Scroll down there. I don't want you to think I'm lying to you. Any law repugnant to the Constitution is null and void. Where is it? Where is it? Come on. Yeah, we'll find it here. We'll find. I don't lie to you. Happened 1801 is when the decision comes. And what's it say,
Spencer? There it is, Spencer. There it was.
A law repugnant to the Constitution is void. A law, if they tell you you have to register a gun, that ain't no law, folks. That ain't no law. And if they tell you it's legal to kill an unborn baby, that ain't no law. Because the Constitution guarantees you the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It ain't a law at all. And if you show up to Washington, D.C., and you want to protest the government, and they arrest you and throw you in jail, that ain't no law, folks. That ain't no law at all. You have the right to peaceably assemble, to petition the government for redress of grievances. It's a right. It's no law at all. See what they've done to us? They made us follow case law. It's called case law. Boy, I wonder if I can find that. Spencer, if you can find this, you are something. I want you to go to YouTube and look up for Michael Perutka on case law. He did a great little jingle on it. Perutka, P-E-R-O-U-T-K-A. He ran for president of the United States. Michael Perutka and his song, you'll find it. There's a battle going. Keep going, scroll down. That's not it. No. Yeah, courts cannot make law. Play that, Michael Perutka. My friend, Michael Perutka. Go ahead.
There's a battle going on, a war for your soul. It's a devil's deal. It's mind control. They want you to believe that you have no hope. They're counting on the fact that you are a dope. Well, they tell you the rules, tell you what to eat. They know that you won't question. They know that you don't read. We've lived a lie for way too long. It's time to know right from wrong. No matter what they told you all, courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Congress makes the laws and the courts make none. That's in the Constitution, it's in Article 1. Look it up, read the words, use your own two eyes. Know it well, mark the spot, have it memorized. Tell your children, tell your mama, tell your family. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors if you want to be free. You won't learn the truth in government schools. It's up to you to know the rules, no matter what they told you all. Courts and judges cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. Courts cannot make law. The case law method has a fatal flaw, because courts cannot make law. Oh, Dred Scott was not law, you see. They ignored the court then, and so should we. Slaughterhouse, Mickey Mouse, and Roe v. Wade. Opinions are not how law is made. That's not the way that our founders planned. Now wise up and rise up across the land. Spread the word so everybody knows this emperor has got no clothes, no matter what they told you all. Courts and
Okay, so that's called stare decisis. Stare decisis, meaning our laws are based on previous court decisions. Folks, no, no, no. A court decision does not become the law of the land. Does not become. If the court rules, for instance, that you can't carry a gun, let's say that court rules that, that doesn't become the law. It goes to the people, and the people vote on whether or not. The only way you change a law is through the legislative process or the vote process. Judges cannot make law. Man. Come on in, James. Hey, out of charge for this, shouldn't I? Out of charge for this. Somebody ain't never heard anything like this, and you certainly haven't heard it from your pulpit. Because why? He thinks courts make law.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Judges can't change law. Yeah. I just figured I'd add that in. Hey,
say that again.
I said judges can't make law. The courts can't make law.
Who cares what the judge?
Hearing that song and repeat. Hey, you know, your first question of the day was, are we spiritual? Are we political? Can you separate the two? So you kind of put these two nomers of Republican and Democrat. I think they're two peas in a pod myself.
Mm-hmm.
We're
a democratic republic. We're a democratic republic.
Right. Gotcha. But us as believers, you have to put monarchy. We as believers are in a different kingdom.
Yeah.
And we fight for that kingdom here in the best type of representative republic that we have.
Yes.
You put up the definition of a monarchy, and it's even probably even greater if you do in the kingdom of God monarchy. But that being said, you know, when, you know, we find ourselves in a very precarious situation because it's this major conflict between two kingdoms, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness.
No king but King Jesus, right, Dale? No king but King Jesus. We do have a king.
Right. But if there's no pushback on the kingdom of darkness, what happens? Kingdom of darkness wins.
Amen.
This is what God raises up people to do. He raises up judges. If you go to the book of Judges and read the book of Judges, you will see the United States today. This is exactly what taking. And so captivity may be coming. Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know where we're going, but I love you, Dave. I love you, brother.
James, listen. We do not mix religion and politics here, James. We do not mix those two here.
Yeah, it's a dangerous place, you know. So you look at the government of Rome. What did they have? They had a Congress. They had a Senate. Our government represents Rome. The Roman representative government. So where does that take? Where does that take us? How do we get where we are? I mean, you go to the Senate; they're always racing to win the Senate, 50 votes, 49 votes. That's like a chicken telling a wolf, "What's for dinner?" You know. So I don't know where we're going, but thank God we're in a kingdom that cannot.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic. For which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Huh? I'll be glad when King Jesus sits on the throne. Amen.
All right, here we go. Jack, come on in. Jack and Randy. Quickly, we've got about 6 minutes here.
Okay, so what's the answer to judges making law? What's the answer to bad law?
Impeachment.
Well, the word is nullification.
Yes,
on our part. We can't initiate impeachment. It takes a representative to initiate impeachment. But our responsibility is to nullify bad law. Okay, so here's an example question. In Lewiston, 2 years ago, they killed some lunatic tranny, went in and killed 18 or 19 people in a bowling alley that has a sign that says, "No weapons allowed." Why wasn't one man had the courage and the intestinal fortitude to carry anyway and be responsible enough not to get hammered in a bar? Please, why not? That whoever put that sign up is complicit in their death.
That law is null and void. They can't make a law telling you where you can carry a gun. It's null and void. It's repugnant to the Constitution.
So then it's up to us to nullify bad law by ignoring it and doing it blatantly, not just, oh, I did, but I didn't tell anybody.
A bunch of wimps. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, guaranteed under the Constitution. Life. You can never vote a law that will kill innocent people. You cannot make that a law.
Well, those founders must have been pretty stupid. They didn't know when life began, right?
That's right. Hey, Paul, it's because the damn medical association is bought and sold, bought and paid for, right, Paul? Huh? Paul, you think the average American doctor doesn't know that an unborn baby's alive? Come on. What do you think, Paul?
They're not the brightest light bulbs in the bunch.
Yeah,
I suppose they've been indoctrinated.
They've been indoctrinated. Yeah. How do you give medicine to a dead thing? Oh, my God.
Hey, Randy, Coach.
Quickly, Randy.
Yeah, Coach. Yes. Back in 2023, it's been over almost two and a half years now. God gave 17 decrees and spoke them with the 12 U.S. courts of appeal. We spoke those at my 77 counties in my state. I've been in many county courthouses in other states too, by the way. But Coach, here's the difference. Okay, you can talk about ignore the law when it's unrighteous. Okay, but here's our responsibility, Coach. We can talk about it right here at the show or at the coffee shop, then unless we go do something about it, it's no good. What we did, we stood on the ground there and we spoke with words. It's not the same speaking, oh God, I hope you take care of a Bob over there in California for me. If he needs help, go to him and take God's grace and his love and his provision to him. There's something about we need to put our body, get skin in the game. But with our words, Coach, we either embrace or we impose. We either open or we close. We make the difference with our words on the spot. It's important that we go and stand and speak. Stand and speak. That's the three things, Coach. That's how we change unprecedented the law, null, make the laws null and void. You have to go stand and speak. Amen. Or it's all worthless.
I got 2 minutes. I got to show this. Spencer, pull up Obama lies. Pull up Obama lies. I only got 2 minutes. I need another hour. Just getting started here. You find it, Spencer? Oh, did I not? I sent it to you, didn't I? No, I did. Obama lies. Oh, wasting time. Huh? There it is. You ready, folks? Huh? Ready? Go ahead.
You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won. And as Putin discovered leading up to the 2016 election, our own social media platforms are well designed to support such a mission, such a project.
That guy ought to hang. Anybody else vote with me? That guy ought to hang. He ought to hang.
Amen.
That man ought to hang. See you tomorrow.